Blog Talk Radio.
Think you know T-Mobile's coverage? Think again, Detroit. We've doubled our 4G LTE coverage in the last year. Plus, with our new extended range LTE, your signal goes two times farther and is four times better in buildings than before. So you're covered from Motor City to Traverse City. Now nobody covers Detroit better. Nobody. So hurry to a T-Mobile store or call 1-800-T-Mobile to switch today.
Capable device required. Coverage not available in some areas. See T-Mobile store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Embrace Today. I am your host, Montrell, filling in for Epre. And I would just like to thank you all for tuning in this morning. Hopefully everyone is having a great week thus far. I'm honored to be able to have this privilege to be the host of Embrace Today. For we know that Epre works really hard on the show, and she really prepares. And I just hope that, not saying that I haven't prepared, but I'm saying I just hope that I'm able to kind of just step into this role and just kind of help her out and still continue to allow God's word to go forth. Before we start, I'd like to pray, and then we can dive right into it. As we're praying, if you like, you can, today's scripture will be coming from Luke chapter 4, verses 38 through 43. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be in your presence. We thank you for allowing us to even just see this new day, Lord. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that as I go forth and I speak your words, Lord, that you minimize me, Lord, so that you may be maximized and that you may be glorified in all that we do. Lord, we thank you. We need you. We love you. And we ask that you continue to be with us. In Christ's name, amen. So, like I said, we will be coming from Luke chapter 4, verses 38 through 43. Starting at verse 38, Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. At sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Messiah. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." So as I'm thinking about this, I think about many things that we're committed to as a society, whether it's work, whether it's school, whether it's sports, whether it's a spouse, whether it's our children, whether it's our parents. There's a lot of things that we can be committed to. And when we're committed, we make sure, I know when I was working for a company, I made sure that I was on time. I made sure that I did the job that I was hired to do because I was committed to doing the job that I was hired to do. I made sure that I went above and beyond because that showed my commitment in regards to the work that I was doing. So when we're committed, we're we're doing any and everything to make sure that we're fulfilling the purpose of whatever it is that we're committed to. I know when I'm by me being committed to my wife, I make sure that I love her. I make sure that I respect her. I make sure that I do the things that I'm supposed to do as a husband. And regardless of if you may be struggling with being committed to something, just know that we all have struggles and we all have one point in time been at a particular place where we may not be as committed to something as we would like for it to be. But just keep pushing through, and over time, as long as you stay consistent, you'll be able to become committed the way that you should be. So if we look here at today's scripture, I want to talk about when you're committed to the work. So the first thing is, don't stay in the church building. So if you look at verse 38, Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So if we stay in the church building, then we won't be able to get into the actual game. And what I mean by that is, if we stay in the huddle, that's the church building, we won't be able to actually go out and play in the game. So if all we're doing is meeting, but we're not actually going out and executing the plan that we came up with during that meeting, then what good are we? If we're not able to go out and speak to those who are in need, help those who are in need, if we're not able to do any of those things, then what good are we if we just stay in that huddle? That's not a good place for us to be. So we got to get out of that church building. We got to get out of those four walls, just like Jesus did. He left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon because there was someone who was in need there. And if he would have stayed there, then what good has he have been if he would have just stayed where he was and he didn't go and actually see about the woman? So we have to go. We go to church so we can get the game plan, but we have to get out of the church so that we can go execute the game plan in our communities, in our workplace, in our schools, in our community centers. We have to make sure that we're executing the game plan that we got when we went to the church. And we can get that game plan by studying. We can get that game plan by praying. We can get that game plan by hearing someone preach so that we're knowing, so that we're equipped to actually go out and overcome the game that we're going to be playing when we go out into the world and help those that are in need. And also, if we stay in the church building, it shows that we're only committed to ourselves. And then you have people who say, oh, those folks over in that building, all they do is they just stay in there. I don't ever see them doing nothing in the community. I don't ever see them helping those out who are in need. And if us as a church, if that's what we were called to do, then that's what we need to do. We need to make sure that we're doing what we were called to do. Not saying that going to church is bad or nothing like that. We're supposed to gather with those who are like-minded and who believe the same things that we believe in. We're supposed to go and we're supposed to worship God. We're supposed to go and we're supposed to pray and we're supposed to fellowship and all of that good stuff. But at the same time, we also have to make sure that it's not just that on that particular day, whichever day you may go to worship, and that's just it. There's six other days out of the week that we have to take what we've been equipped with during that church service, during those times that we've been in our devotion time with God, during those times that we've been in prayer, and we got to go out and execute that plan. So not only do we don't stay in the church building, but look at verse 39. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever and the left her. She got up at once and began to wait on him. So when you're committed to work, you don't stay in a church building, but you also know healing comes when there's power and authority. See, if you notice, all Jesus did was speak, and that showed the power that Jesus has. It shows the authority that he has. It shows that there is power in the tongue, because all he did was speak, and the fever left her. And then another thing that I want you to notice is she immediately started serving them. Look at that. says she got up at once and began to wait on them. How many times have we had someone pray on our behalf, or how many times have we gone and prayed to God and we've asked for him to deliver us from some type of sickness or some type of illness, and we say, oh, God, please, if you take this away from me, I'll do whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And then as soon as that sickness is gone, as soon as whatever it is that we've been, that has had us down and out, as soon as that's gone, what do we do?